Are you doing everything you can to create your optimal financial world? Well, Vince and his special guest will share some ideas that may help you build the success and financial well-being you're striving to achieve, starting with this edition of Your Money Manual with Vince Anable. And now from his office in Scottsdale, Arizona, here's your host, the CEO of Wealth Strategies Advisory Group and the Household Endowment Model, Vince Anable.
Welcome to Your Money Manual, the educational show we design around the fact that we know your money doesn't come with instructions. So we're here to help. Our goal is to provide you with some valuable information from industry experts to help you make smart decisions about your money and create an amazing life of significance. On this edition, we're going to begin a five-part series of discussions to help you understand how it's possible to build your optimal financial world. And to do that, I'm excited to have as my very special guest for this entire series, one of the nation's leading authorities on the private wealth industry. His name is Mr. Russ Allen Prince. And Russ regularly consults with the super rich, not so bad, family offices, select fast-tracking entrepreneurs, and is often engaged by wealthy family members for personal wealth creation coaching. How do you like that? He has authored or co-authored more than 60 books for entrepreneurs, the affluent, the ultra-affluent, including his newly released book, which I really want to talk about today. The title is Everyone Wins, How You Can Enhance and Optimize Business Relationships Just Like Ultra Wealthy Entrepreneurs. So Russ Allen Prince, welcome to Your Money Manual. We are happy to have you here.
It's a pleasure to be here.
To start our discussion, there may be some people thinking right now, wait a minute, I'm not an entrepreneur. I'm not a sales executive. How does this book apply to me and my desire to build wealth and financial success? Russ, what do you say to those folks who may be thinking that right now?
When you think about it, the most powerful thing that any of us have is our relationships with other people. That is the core. Those networks that we build and the strength of those networks translate into our net worth. It doesn't matter if you're an entrepreneur or corporate executive. It doesn't matter, you know, a celebrity, anything, anyone. Your relationships drive your success more than anything else. That's been proven tremendously in the academic literature, in all sorts of research. And I'm sure that if you think about it, your experience sort of bears that out.
So Russ, this book, which you co-wrote with Frank Carone and John Bowen Jr., talks about the importance of optimizing relationships. What does that mean exactly? And what are we not doing that we should be doing to help us create winning relationships?
Think about all your relationships. There are different levels. Yeah, I mean, there's different levels of strength. You know, some of them are just transactional. Some of them are, I'll call them weak, meaning that you have some relations with some people, others are stronger. And there's a few people that you're dealing with in business that are really your advocates, people who are going out of their way to help you succeed, people that are looking for opportunities for you, people that are doing everything in their power to come up with possibilities that can help you be more successful. Now, there are a lot of ways we can get there, but that's what it means to optimize a relationship, getting those advocates on your side.
Russ, what does it mean for us to win? Is it to be the best, very hardworking at all costs? How do you characterize winning, Russ?
Everybody defines winning for themselves. Some people will define it in, you know, we're talking about business. Some people will define it by the companies they create, how successful and valuable and meaningful they are. Some people will talk about their net worth. Some people will talk about a combination of factors, meaning that how they treat their people, it's great. How they're treating their customers, sensational. And the fact they keep growing this greater and greater company. So winning means different things to everybody. But it's really clear that whatever definition you're using, your ability to have other people help you achieve that becomes real important. And that's what we're talking about here. How to get people to help you win whatever definition you decide to use.
One of my favorite chapters in Everyone Wins is chapter 10, where you discuss the importance of using a discovery process to identify wants and needs. Would you please walk us through some of the specific questions we need the answers to in order to build better, stronger relationships?
First thing we have to understand is that the way I approach this, Vince, the way you're approaching it, is it's really all about the other person. What we need to do is figure out ways to help that other person win, whatever they define as winning. We want them to be extremely successful. So we have to understand what their self-interests are, what's motivating them, what they're concerned about, what they're thinking about, what they need to achieve, how they want to win. That's what discovery does. It helps us. It's a methodical way to go through questions to help us understand how these other people, what they're thinking, what they want, what their concerns are, so that we can then take advantage and use our resources and our capabilities to help them succeed. So the questions start off real simple. They're open-ended. So a simple question, if I'm talking to a business owner, tell me about your business. What's going on? And then my job really is to listen impactfully. My goal is to understand them. And to give you a hint, the more you talk, the less likely they're going to talk, the less you're going to understand. So the real key to discovery is asking these open-ended questions, probing, which are open-ended questions focused on a topic. So for example, if they say something to the effect of, well, you know, in this current environment, my business isn't doing as well. So I would ask a simple question, what exactly does that mean? And they will go into more detail, and I'm looking for that detail. I'm looking to really know what this is about, to get as specific as possible. And by doing this, I get a real good understanding of how they're thinking, what they're doing, and that gives me the insights that I can use to help them be more successful.
After we've asked all of our questions, is that it? Are we done now? How can we continue to solidify these relationships and improve the chances that everyone wins?
You're asking questions, but we're not asking. There's no checklist. There's no like, here's the order, and we're just going to run through our questions. We're really listening to them and trying to understand what they're thinking and following the trend that they are laying out, the direction that they're going. We're just following. And part of this is being empathetic. What I mean by that is it's not enough for you to understand what they're thinking and how they feel and what they're doing. You have to make sure they know you understand. So by being empathetic, what you're doing is one, confirming that you understood what they said and what they're talking about and what they feel and so forth. But you're also conveying to them that you do, that you accurately understand them, because that's what's important. So not only is it knowing, but it's making sure they know you know. So what we're doing is a combination of discovery, integrating it with empathy as we go forward. So we really do get this great insight and it's confirmed. And that's what's essential, because from that, we're able to add real value.
I'm sure at one time or another, we've all had to respond to challenges and even deal with difficult people. What is your advice, Russ, for how we should face these kinds of situations when it may seem the idea of everyone winning is in jeopardy?
Well, there are going to be some people that are, I'll say, hard to work with. And what we find out that the vast majority, if you apply this approach, if you're looking for real opportunities, they will tell you, just like everybody else, what they're looking to achieve, what they want, and how they want to work and think, and how you can interact in a way that's productive. Now, by and large, it might be a lot more work on your part. It might be somewhat harder, but it's very doable. Meaning that a lot of these people, you can still get that to that everyone wins conclusion, that you can still turn into a situation where you're getting what you want out of the situation and they're getting what they want out of it. Within reason, you can still do that. Now, admittedly, there are some people like psychopaths where this will never work. Right. And in those cases, my recommendation is run away if at all possible. So let's be realistic. For the vast majority of situations, for the vast majority of people, if you are able to really delve into this and understand what they're about, then you're in a position to find where you can actually be helpful. And here's the key. By you helping them achieve their self-interest, their goals, their objectives, they're going to help you achieve yours. It works that way. We call it the law of reciprocity. I help you, you help me. It tends to work that way predominantly in our society. And that's the vast majority of people and situations. So my goal is to really understand what they're about. It's all about them and helping them and making sure they understand what I am looking to achieve. In most cases, I mean most cases, they're going to find ways to help me as well. So everyone wins.
I'm sure everybody is now wondering, how can they get a copy of your book? So where can they find it?
The only place the book is at the moment is Amazon. And all you have to do is go into Amazon, put in the title, Everyone Wins, and there it is.
All right. I hope everyone was listening closely to the nuggets Russ has provided us today. If I were to summarize in one sentence his message, it would be this: take your eyes off yourself, put them on those you are collaborating with, understand their self-interest, show them some empathy, and you'll be on your way to creating new and exciting relationships. This was a great way to begin our series on your optimal financial world. Coming up on our next visit, you and I will discuss an elite level of wealth planning available through the virtual family office, which could be a game changer for many of our listeners. So we hope you'll all be tuning in Friday, May 22nd. And Russ, thank you. I look forward to talking with you then.
Look forward to the next time. Thanks, Vince.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Your Money Manual as much as I did. If you'd like to prepare, which I would highly recommend, for our next episode with Russ and learn about virtual family offices, or VFOs, ahead of time, please go to our virtual family office website, VFOAG.com, where you can get access to our free white paper and the book by Russ Allen Prince and John Bowen, both titled Your Optimal Financial World. Again, that's VFOAG.com. And if you have any questions about what we do, how we might be able to help you build your own optimal financial world, call us to arrange an easygoing, no obligation consultation with Wealth Strategies Advisory Group. Our number, 888-635-9724. I'm Vince Annable. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you again on the next edition of Your Money Manual.
We hope that you'll leave us with a rating and a quick review on iTunes, and we sure would appreciate that. You can also find us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Pandora, and other top podcast channels. In addition, you can like and follow us at the Household Endowment Model on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram. This program has been presented for the education of our listeners only and is not intended as investment advice, nor is it intended as a solicitation of investment products or services of any kind. We encourage you to seek the advice of a licensed professional financial advisor before making any investment decisions.